Of protection, Swift's premium Franks now come to you cellophane wrapped in handy 1 pound packages. Made fresh daily in Swift kitchens from coast to coast, Swift's premium Franks are then wrapped in the new handy sanitary flavor saver pack and brought to you at the very peak of their tantalizing flavor with all their natural goodness sealed in. So, kids, tell your mom that you want Swift's premium Franks. And, Mom, get some today. They're delicious. And you'll be glad to know that Swift's premium Franks are economical. There's no waste to them. Every bite is all nourishment, all dinner quality meat. Ask for them today. Swift's premium Franks in the 1 pound cellophane package. And now for our weekly visit to Riverdale. It's Saturday evening as we look in on the Andrews home. Mrs. Andrews is out in the kitchen, and Mr. Andrews is sitting in the living room reading his favorite newspaper.
Wednesday. Oh, for goodness sake, take it. Jenny, I said divinings for you. Afraid of the dark? No, Andy, she replied, I'm only afraid of what's in it. Oh, those kids.
Oh, you know, she went in the taxi, honey.
Oh, fine. Archie.
Now, honey, don't be there. Archie. I'm going to be there when?
Daddy, Archie!
Oh, hiya, Dad.
Hello. Where? Hey, aren't you all dialed up tonight?
Yes, sir, Dad. Big night tonight. We're having an end-of-summer dance at the country club.
You're having a what?
An end-of-summer dance. The last dance before we go back to school next week.
Oh, I see. And you're going to the dance, I take it.
Oh, I sure am, Dad. How do I look, huh?
Well, I
pretty
think...
nice, huh?
Well, I...
Pretty nifty, huh?
Well, I...
Pretty
think...
snazzy, huh?
Archie! Are you asking me or just describing your own dazzling beauty?
Gee, Dad, I'm asking you.
Well, if you'll stop asking such leading questions, I might tell you what I think.
Okay, Dad, okay. Tell me.
Well, I think you look very nice.
Gee, thanks, Dad.
It's all right. I particularly like that tie.
Gee, I knew you'd like that tie.
Well, how did you know?
It's yours.
Yes, I gave it mine. Now, Archie,
gee, I... Gee, look, Dad, I didn't think you'd mind if I borrowed one little old tie.
Oh, me. All right, Archie. You may borrow my tie, but it isn't old. It's brand new.
Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome. Well, it's a nice shirt you're wearing, too.
Yeah. That's yours, too.
Yes, I do. What? My shirt's mine, too?
Gee, with that, I didn't think you'd mind if I borrowed one little old shirt.
Oh, me. All right, Archie. All right. You may borrow my shirt.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Nice pocket handkerchief.
Your pocket handkerchief.
Yes, I will. My handkerchief. Now,
Archie, I didn't think you'd mind if I borrowed one little old handkerchief.
Oh, great. Archie, look, I don't mind your borrowing one little old handkerchief or one little old shirt or one little old tie, but you might at least ask permission before you take squatter's rights to them.
Gee whiz, Dad, I'm just wearing them. I won't hurt them.
All right, Archie. Go ahead, wear my tie, wear my shirt, wear my pocket handkerchief. But tell me, is anything you're wearing your own?
Sure, Dad, my underwear.
Well, I'm glad.
I tried yours on, but it didn't fit.
Oh, fine. Archie, look, if you're going to that dance, just go, please. I'm trying to read my newspaper.
Oh, I am, Dad, I am. As soon as Jughead gets here, he's calling for me, and then we're both calling for Betty and Veronica, and then we're going over to the
Archie,
country.
Archie, look. If you don't mind, I'd rather not hear your complete itinerary for the evening.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad. Where's Mom?
Out in the kitchen, I think.
Okay, I want to show her how I look. Oh, Mom!
Yes,
oh. Hey, Mom, I'm
all dressed. Fine thing. His own underwear. Good thing something I have doesn't fit him. Great. Archie! Mary! There's someone at the front door! What's the use? I might as well go myself. I'll have to answer it anyway. I don't know. I have to do everything around this house. Lend Archie half my clothing. Answer doors. Good grief. Jughead.
Who'd you expect? Veronica plays with Monica at the pier at Santa Monica?
No, Jughead, I did Nautica. You know, Jughead, there's something about you that surprises me every time I see you. Come on in, come in. Well, I see you're all dressed up tonight, too.
I'm pretty. Even prettier than my Uncle Herman when he puts his wig on.
Yes, Jughead.
I even smell pretty tonight.
Jughead, don't tell me you're wearing perfume.
Gee whiz, of course not, Mr. Andy. I just put some bath salts in the tub tonight.
Oh, fine. Jughead, I'm sure you'll be a great hit with the girls tonight.
Yeah. But, Mr. Andrews, do you think anyone will notice my socks?
What about your socks?
I'm not wearing any.
Oh, great. Jughead, look, why don't you just go find Archie? He's up.
You better be ready, Bob.
Oh, gee whiz, Jughead.
Hi, Archie. When did you get here?
Oh, just a minute ago.
Oh. Hey, but gee, Archie, you look slap.
Oh, thanks, Jug. You look terrific yourself.
Thanks, Archie, and I like the suit.
Well, thanks, Jug, and I like your tie.
Archie, I...
Yeah, thanks, Archie. I like your shirt.
That's a nice shine you got on your shoes.
Yeah, thanks, Archie. That's a nice pocket handkerchief.
Look, you two. Look, tell me, are you going to a dance, or is this mutual admiration society going on all night?
Well, gee whiz, Dad, I was just telling Jug how nice he looks.
Yes, I heard you. You look swell, Jug.
Oh, thanks, Archie. You look fine, Archie.
Thanks, Jug. You look dandy, Jug.
Thanks, Archie.
Now, look, will you two please both take my word for it that two more beautiful specimens of young manhood never set foot on a dance floor? And go? I'd like to read my newspaper.
Okay, Dad, okay. I just want to look in this mirror and straighten my tie and... gee whiz!
What's the matter?
Well, just look at that. Isn't that awful? Isn't that terrible?
Archie, that's your own face, so you might as well get used to it.
Dad, I don't mean my face, I mean my hair.
What's the matter with your hair?
It's standing up in back.
So is your face.
Archie, tell me, what difference do a few hairs make?
Gee whiz, Dad, you want me to go to that dance looking like a tramp?
Archie,
you want everybody at the whole dance to turn around and look at me when
Archie,
I walk in?
I...
You want the whole town to be saying, you know what that Andrews boy did last night? Went to the dance with his hair all mussed up?
Archie, look! Archie, please, go upstairs and brush your hair, please, for my sake.
Oh, golly, okay, Dad, that's what I'll do. Come on, Chuck.
Okay, Archie, but hurry up, Ben and Monica are waiting.
Jug, this'll just take half a second. Don't you think I want to go to that dance as much as you do?
A lot more, probably. You can dance. But hurry up anyway.
I am. Just put a little water on that hair back there and it'll comb nice as you please. Jug, get me that comb off the shelf, please.
Okay.
Just wet my hair a little. There.
Here's the comb.
Thanks. Now I just run it over my hair. There, Jug, how's that?
Rotten. The hair just popped up again.
Oh, fine. Well, I'll put a little more water on it. There. Now it'll lie down, by George. There, now it's down.
Yeah, but now it's up.
Again? Oh, great. Well, I guess I'll just have to use some hairdressing.
Archie, it'd be easier to just cut that lock of hair off.
Cut it off? And have a big bald spot?
Well, you don't have any trouble combing a bald spot.
Jug, don't be funny and hand me that bottle of hairdressing.
Okay, but hurry up.
Jug, I'm hurrying as much as I can. Well, this will just take a second. I'll put a lot on so that hair can't pop up again. There. Now how's it look, Jug?
Like it's been glued. Now let's go.
Okay, Jug, as soon as I wash my hands.
Wash your hands. Listen, Archie, what are you going to do? Start dressing all over again?
Jug, I just got to wash this gooey hair dressing off my hands. That's all. I'm...
Gee whiz, what's the matter?
I dropped the soap.
Gee whiz.
Where'd it go?
Oh, there it is, right under the sink.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Yeah, I got it. Now I just...
Oh! My head! Oh! Oh! Gee whiz, did you hurt yourself?
Well, you think I'm yelling for the fun of it? Oh, my head! My head!
Archie, what happened?
I bumped my head against the sink. Oh!
Did you hurt it?
Well, sure I did. Oh!
Didn't do the sink any good
either. Just be quiet.
Oh!
Archie, take your hand off your head and let me see it.
My hand?
No, your head.
Okay, Dad. But boy, what a wallop.
Ooh. I don't see anything, Archie. Does it hurt there? Or there? Or...
Ow! Oh, that's the sore spot. Ow!
Sorry, I didn't mean to hurt you.
Didn't mean to hurt me. You nearly put your finger right through my head.
Now, Archie,
you nearly killed me.
Archie,
it's worse than ever now.
Archie, stop that coming.
Okay, Dad, okay, but oh...
That's better. Now, there's nothing to make such a fuss about. You just bruised your head a little.
Just bruised it, Dad. I bet I cracked it right in half. I'll bet...
Archie!
Okay, Dad, okay.
All right. Now, go on downstairs and get some ice.
Ice? Gee whiz, what for?
Archie, you'll have to put some ice on your forehead or you'll have a great big lump there.
Gee whiz, okay. Come on, Jughead, let's go down to the kitchen.
Okay. But, Archie...
Yes, Jug?
If you keep Veronica waiting much longer, you'll have two lumps on your head.
Well, Archie doesn't seem to be getting to that dance as quickly as he thought he would. We'll find out more about that in a minute. But first, let me ask you mothers a question. Have you bought your meat for tonight's supper? If not... Then let me recommend a money-saving main dish that's easy to fix and delightful to taste. Swift's Premium Franks. Ladies, believe me, Swift's Premium Franks are really unusually high in quality. And the reason is that Swift's Premium Franks are made of all dinner quality meat. Yes, all dinner quality meat. Tender beef and juicy pork. You can serve Swift's Premium Franks to the youngsters with complete confidence that each delightful Frank is as nourishing as the most expensive cuts of meat. And to ensure freshness, Swift & Company makes Swift's Premium Franks fresh daily in Swift kitchens from coast to coast. Then every pound is wrapped in the cellophane flavor saver package that seals in all the natural goodness of each plump, delicious Frank. So today, ask for Swift's Premium Franks. The Franks of all dinner quality meat. And now back to Archie, who is trying to get to the big dance, but so far has gotten off to a poor start. He and Jughead are in the kitchen to get some ice for Archie's bruised forehead.
Gee whiz, Jughead, hurry up with that ice. This head hurts.
I'm trying to, Archie, but I'm having a little trouble.
What kind of trouble?
I can't get the ice cube tray out of the refrigerator. It's stuck.
Gee whiz, Jughead, sometimes I think you can't do anything. And other times I'm sure of it.
But the trays are so frozen they won't budge.
Jug, they're always a little hard to get out. You just gotta pull a little, that's all.
I did, but nothing happened.
No, I'll do it myself. Now, just watch.
I'm still watching.
I know it, Jug, I know it. These seem to be stuck a little more than usual. I'll just take hold with both hands and really pull. Boy, it didn't move a bit.
Sure didn't. And hurry up, Archie, we'll never get to that dance.
Jughead, I'm trying to, Wait a minute. I got a great idea.
So long, Archie.
Jug, where are you going?
When you start getting great ideas, it's time for me to leave.
Jug, don't be silly. This is the only way to get this tray of ice cubes out.
What's the only way?
Well, I'll take hold of the tray, like this, and you take hold of me.
What am I going to do with you?
Jug, you don't understand. You pull me, I'll pull the ice cube tray, and it's bound to come out.
Oh, fine.
Jug, it's the only way to get it out. Now, come on. Put your arms around my waist.
Okay.
Okay. Now, when I say pull, pull. Ready?
Ready.
Okay. One... Two, pull!
Wait,
I'll say we did. Jug, just look at that. We tipped the refrigerator and everything came out.
Yeah, everything but the ice cubes.
No, boy. Jug, just look at all that stuff. Just look at it.
Messy, isn't it?
It sure is. I don't know what we...
For Pete's sake, what happened this time? Oh, good grief. What is all that?
The world's biggest omelet.
We were trying to get the ice cubes out, Dad, and we tipped the refrigerator.
Oh, great. Archie, when your mother sees that, she's going to raise the roof. Just look at that mess. Eggs.
And milk.
Ketchup.
And milk.
Cream.
And milk.
Cheese.
And milk.
Jughead, with all that other stuff, why are you worrying about milk?
It's in my shoe.
Oh. All right, I was afraid.
It's what? Yeah. One of those bottles of milk spilled right into my shoe.
She was Jughead, it didn't.
It sure did. Mm. And how am I going to go to a dance in wet shoes?
Jug, I
don't... Probably have a million cats follow me all the way there.
Jug,
I feel like Elsie the cow.
Jug, I
and
just...
It's all on account of you.
On account of me. Now listen,
just
Jughead,
a
I...
Just a minute.
We have enough trouble right now without you two getting into an argument about who ruined whose shoes on account of who. Do you hear?
Yes, Dad.
All right. Now, Archie, Jughead can just wear a pair of your shoes to the dance and leave these here to dry.
Gee, that's a good idea, Dad.
First, you start picking up those bottles and jars, and I'll go get a bucket of water and a mop.
Yeah, a bucket of water and a mop? What for?
For that floor. We've got to clean it up before it gets ruined.
But, Dad, we got to get to that dance.
Archie,
we're late now. The
Archie.
Girls are waiting.
Archie!
Yes, Dad.
Archie, tell me something. Who bumped his head and needed the ice?
Me.
Who tilted the refrigerator and dumped everything out?
Me.
And who's going to help me clean up that mess?
Who?
You.
Me?
Yes.
Oh.
Now, just get busy, and I'll go down to the basement and get a bucket. And try not to knock anything else over while I'm gone.
Okay, Dad. Gee whiz. I don't know why everything has to happen to me all at once. Jug, I'll start picking up some of these bottles and stuff, and you go up and get some shoes out of my closet.
I will as soon as I get these wet ones off.
Well, what's taking so long?
This shoelace. It broke while I was dressing, and I tied a knot in it. Now that's what? I can't open it.
Oh, great. Jug, you got to get that shoe off.
Yeah, but how?
Give me your foot. I'll get that shoe off without opening the
leg. Archie, hey, let go of my foot.
Jug, be quiet. This shoe's coming off.
Get out of my foot.
I had the bucket of water. Hey, what's going on here?
He's breaking my ankle at the knee.
Archie, let go of his foot.
Dad, I'm just getting his shoe off.
Let go of my foot.
Jug, quit hopping around.
Archie, look out for that bucket.
Oh, boy, what was that?
The bucket of water that I just brought up. You stepped right into it.
Oh, boy, look at that. My shoe, my sock, and my pants.
I told you to let go of my foot.
Look, you and your big feet. Now, how am I going to go to that dance?
Archie,
this is my good blue suit, and now look
Archie.
At it.
Archie!
Huh?
Oh, this could go on all night. Look, we'll forget about cleaning up the floor right now. I'll clean it up after you leave.
But how am I going to go to a dance with wet pants?
I'm getting to that if you'll just listen for a minute. We'll iron your pants.
Iron them?
Yes, that'll dry them out in a hurry.
But, Dad, I'm late now and I don't have time to...
Archie, do you want to go to that dance without pants?
Gee, I don't think so.
All right, then stop complaining and get those pants off. Jug, get the ironing board out of that closet.
Okay, Miss Sanders.
Now I'll get the iron.
She was a fine thing, a fine thing. 10 minutes ago, I was all set to leave, and now look at me.
Gypsy Rose Lee.
Jug, don't be funny and get that ironing board out.
Here's the iron.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Now, Archie, do you think you can do as simple a thing as ironing the cuffs of your trousers without my help?
Gee, we're sure, Dad. I can iron a pair of pants.
All right. And maybe I can go sit down and read my newspaper for just 2 minutes. I have never in all my days seen anything about this.
Here's the ironing board, Archie. Gee, but pretty undershorts.
Jughead, never mind my undershorts and connect that iron so we can get these pants done. No, fine, that would ring at a time like this. Golly. Hello.
Hello, Archie. It's awful nice to hear your voice, Archie.
my wet pants.
Huh?
Veronica, look, it's a long story, but I gotta iron my pants because they got wet when I pulled Jug's shoe off and stepped in the bucket. The bucket my father brought up to mop up the floor, which got dirty when we tilted the refrigerator trying to get some ice for my forehead after I bumped it on the sink looking for the soap I had dropped when I was washing my hands after I put some dressing on my hair, which wouldn't stay down when I was all ready to leave. See? Well, sure, I was... Oh, look, Veronica, I'll be over in just about 5 minutes.
Well, all right, Archie, but hurry.
Yeah, I will. Bye now.
Bye.
Oh, boy. Everything happens at once. Jug, how are you coming with that iron?
I don't know, Archie. Something's wrong.
Well, what's wrong?
It won't heat up.
Won't heat up? Jughead, let me see that. Gee whiz, it's as cold as ice. Jug, are you sure you have it connected?
Sure, I'm sure.
Well, nothing's happening. Jiggle the plug.
Okay.
Hey, gee whiz, Jug, stop. There's something wrong with that plug. Jug, you'd better leave it alone before you do some damage.
Oh, boy, the lights flew out.
Gee whiz, the lights flew out.
Archie, the lights flew out. Well, I guess the lights flew out.
Jug, be quiet.
It's dark as sin in here. Archie, what on earth did you do to blow out the lights?
Gee whiz, Dad, not a thing. Jug was just jiggling the plug.
What plug?
The iron plug.
Yeah, and it kept going... Then all of a sudden... And bang! No lights!
I should have known better than to turn my back on you kids for even a minute. Just 1 minute. Look what happens. Just look!
I'm looking, but I can't see anything.
Very funny, Jughead. I'd better go down to the basement and put a fuse in before we kill ourselves in the dark. But you two stay out of trouble now, you hear?
Yes, Dad.
Gee whiz, are we going to be late to that dance? What was that?
The front door.
Oh, fine. At a time like this, I hope I can see my way to that.
Archie, come back.
Jug, what's going on?
Archie, where are you?
Well, Jug,
I'm... Randall, somebody help.
Jug, what?
Help, help, help.
Jug, help. I'm right here. What's the matter?
I'm afraid of the dog.
Oh, great. Jughead, you mean to say a guy your size is afraid of the dark?
I can't tell what my size is in the dark.
Oh, fine. All right, Jughead, then come with me and we'll both answer the door.
Okay.
But haven't I got enough trouble without having to play nursemaid to you?
Listen, Archie, is it my fault the lights blew out?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, we're coming. Who's there?
Archie, is that you?
Oh, it's
Why is it so dark in here?
Well, we
not
had...
a light on in the house anyplace.
Well, we was...
I thought there was nobody home. I came over to find out what's keeping you.
Well, Betty, we
Didn't
was...
Didn't you say you were going to call for me at 8 o'clock?
Well, I was
Do
about...
Do you know what time it is now?
Well, it's pretty...
See, I knew you were late.
Yes, but
well,
I...
Golly, you aren't staying very much. Is something wrong?
Betty, look. There's lots of things wrong, but we can't explain right now.
Gee whiz, the lights went on.
Gee whiz, Adler.
Archie, where's your pants?
I do... Oh! Oh, golly. Jug, stand in front of me, quick.
Okay. Archie, you were supposed to call for me almost half an hour ago and look at you.
Betty, I just...
Still in your undershorts.
But Betty, I'm...
Archie, we're never going to get to that dance.
Betty, will you listen to me for just 1 minute?
Of course, Archie.
All right. Now, we've had a little trouble and the lights blew out, but I'll explain later. Now, come on in and I'll finish dressing and we'll... Betty, what are you sniffing about?
I smell smoke.
Yeah, it's pretty smoke.
Uh-huh.
She is. I do, too.
Oh, boy. I'll bet when the fuse blew out, it started a fire in the walls or something. Oh, God.
Yeah, a short circuit.
Golly, I'll bet it did.
I heard of a house burning down like that once.
Oh, boy, Betty, quick. You call the fire department and Jug and I, we'll see if we can put it out.
All come right, on, Archie, wait, but the whole kitchen's got fire.
Yeah, boy, it sure smells like
well,
it.
Well, Archie, how's that? Got the lights all fixed.
Dad, the house is burning down.
Yes, what'd you say?
I said the house is burning down. That short circuit must have done it.
Now, Archie,
can't you smell the smoke?
Do something, Dad.
Will you listen to me? The house is not burning down.
But, Dad, the room's full of smoke. Something's on fire.
Archie, of course something's on fire, but it's not the house. It's your pants.
Oh, gee, that's good for a minute. Observe.
my pants. Oh, boy, the iron is still on.
My best pants.
Chuck, quick, throw them in the sink.
Oh, no, no, my sink. Please.
Then turn on the water.
But, Jack, no, don't, Chuck. Those are my best pants. Please,
those
don't.
Were your best pants, Archie.
But my pants, they're ruined. Oh.
Now, Archie.
Dad, how am I going to go to that dance with no pants?
Archie,
all I wanted to do was take Veronica to the dance. Now, look, my only good suit's ruined. I can't.
Archie, will you please
I
stop?
The fire department will be here any minute.
Oh, good.
My
fire department? What fire department?
The ones we called to put out Archie's pants.
Jughead, I... Jug, go answer that.
Okay, Miss Dan.
Betty, when did you call the fire?
Man.
Archie, for the last time, will you...
Fire?
Betty, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
We're going
to
call the fire department,
Veronica, Archie.
Oh, great. Jughead,
oh, my goodness, what's going on?
Veronica, I want to...
Oh, Dad, here comes the fire
department. Oh, for heaven's
sake.
Look,
Veronica, Archie...
There, that's better. Now, listen to me, all of you. This nonsense has gone far enough. Too far, in fact.
Yes, Mr. Andrew.
Yes, Dad.
Uh-huh. Now, Betty, you go out there and explain to the fire department that we don't need them now. I'll be down to the firehouse first thing tomorrow morning, and I'll explain the whole thing to them.
Oh, yes, Mr. Andrews, I'll tell them.
Now, Archie, I hope you've learned your lesson. If you had just gone to that dance half an hour ago like you were going to, instead of stopping to fool with your hair, you wouldn't have bumped your head or spilled everything out of the icebox or blown out the lights or burned your pants or anything else.
Or spilled milk in my shoes.
Jughead, be quiet. Now, Archie, for Pete's sake, stop crying about your best suit. I will personally take you out next week and buy you a new one.
Well, gee, thanks, Dad, but what am I going to wear to the dance tonight?
And it's so late.
Yeah.
Archie, your sport jacket and slacks are in the hall closet. I'm sure you can put them on in 2 minutes, go to the dance, and be there in plenty of time.
Gee, I guess so.
Mr. Andrews, I explained everything to the firemen and they left.
Good, then everything is straightened out. Oh, now, if you kids will please leave, maybe Mrs. Andrews and I will have this place cleaned up in 5 minutes. And then maybe I can still spend one quiet evening around this house.
Yes, Dad. I just want to run upstairs for a minute.
What for?
To brush my hair. It's standing up and back again.
Oh, no.
Friends, you really know what you're getting when you ask for Swift's Premium Franks. Made fresh daily in Swift kitchens from coast to coast, so you know they're fresh. Made by Swift, so you know they're top quality. Ask for them today. Swift's Premium Franks in the new handy 1 pound cellophane package. And while you're at your dealer's, be sure to ask for Swift's Brookfield sausage, the sausage with the just right seasoning. And don't forget that your dealer has a tempting variety of Swift's Premium table-ready meats. Delicious bologna is being featured this week, and you'll find it to be a surefire hit in lunchbox sandwiches, after-school snacks, and late-evening spreads. And remember, Swift's Premium bologna is economical because it's all meat, no bones, no waste. Always keep some on hand for quick, easy-to-fix meals. For a meal in a flash that saves plenty of cash, get Swift's Premium table-ready meats. Back to the Andrews. It's much later that evening after Archie and his friends had gotten off to the dance. Mr. and Mrs. Andrews had cleaned up the kitchen floor, put away the iron and the ironing board, thrown out Archie's burned pants, and finally Mr. Andrews has gotten to sit down in his favorite armchair before going to bed.
Oh, what a night. What a night. Mary, if I had known we were going to have that much work to do, I'd have made Archie stay home and help. Well, how can he be back already?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Archie, is the dance over so soon?
Well, yes, Dad, but it's the same time all the dances end.
Oh, I didn't realize it was so late.
Well, I hope you had a good time at the dance.
Oh, I sure did, Dad. It was swell. I even won a door prize.
A door prize? What did you win?
A comb and brush set and a big bottle of hairdressing.
No.
You've been listening to another chapter of The Adventures of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Jampel and based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie was played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone. Dad Andrews was played by Arthur Cole, Veronica and Betty by Gloria Mann and Rosemary Rice. This program is produced and directed by Kenneth McGregor. Listen next Saturday when Swift & Company, makers of Swift's Premium Franks, brings you more of the merry adventures of Archie Andrews. This is Bob Sherry wishing you all a very pleasant weekend. So long. Swift & Company invites you to stay tuned for Meet the Meek, which will be heard immediately over most of these stations. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.